Please welcome our challenger in week number 50, Pinkbeard, the butt pirate.
Matey. I am Pinkbeard, a lifelong scallywag who sailed the seven seas. Many a village have I plundered, many a treasure have I dug, many a battle have I fought. Oh, and I love Wiener. It all started when I was but a wee boy, no more than peg-high to me Uncle Scully. Born with the sea in me hair and salt water in me veins, I knew I was a piece different than the rest of the laddies on the ship. It first came to a head when we all played sea cap'n. The others, they dressed as Captains Bly, Hook, Crunch, and Long John Silver. While I gussied up as Tennille, with hopes of landing me own captain. I remember vividly wearing a black cocktail dress, a string of pearls, and a pair of oversized hip boots me stole from a whore who were landlocked. I sang Love Will Keep Us Together, starboard beneath a spotlight of moon rays, pretending a rope knot were me microphone and the rope me cord. Well, to make a long story short, me lads discovered me, beat me to fish rot, and drug me by my hosiery to me father, the captain. Now, if you Red State farm boys think you got it rough, admitting you fancy the farmhand, try being the gay son of a pirate captain. Why, he packed me ass full with smelt, led me for a long walk on a short plank into a school of bloodthirsty sharks to die at the heart of the abyss. Arr. Well, Pink Bird survived the tussle. The sharks began to fight over me pink scarf. I had fit about me neck. Mistook it for blood, they did. From there, I was picked up by a Carnival cruise line ship. I became a fan dancer. I learned to bartend. I met Charo, and I was made love to by three members of the band Erasure. I tell you, I was reborn. But the pirate in me, his name was Jason, well, he just wouldn't leave me be. The sea was calling me name, and revenge was still in me black heart. It took time, but eventually I rose up to captain me own ship. I sent below every enemy I earned, including me own father. And now I'm the most feared man on the open sea, and I love Wiener more than ever. I've been living with me terrible secret for years, unable to confide in any one of me mateys, as I lie deep within Davy Jones' closet. I tell them I'm the captain of seamen. They just nod and say, "We know, sir, we know, and we're proud to be your seamen." Oh, these scallywags of mine. They are a murdering bunch of thieves with whores for mothers. But what they're not is privy to innuendo.
Pinkbeard, sir! Pinkbeard!
Yes. Come in, young Petey. Sit. Sit. Can I get you some whiskey, lad? A croissant? Back rub?
No thanks, Captain.
Why'd you blow out the candle, Captain?
No reason, matey. It was a wee bright. How about some music, lad?
It's
raining! Arrgh! There we go. Come on, Petey, let's dance.
No thanks, Captain.
Oh, come on, I'll teach you. Nothing to be shy of.
Captain, no. Now, please, sir. I beg you to stop this tomfoolery. Stop it, sir. Stop it! Stop it!
All right, matey, fine with you. What is it that you want, then, Petey? You prick tease. Speak up while as I drink alone this here whiskey.
I was wondering if you could learn me how to knife a man, Captain. You know, proper-like, in case I were to ever meet a sea dog in battle. I want to know how to plunge me tip deep inside of him. Aye, are you all right, Captain?
Aye, yes, leave me be. You just startled me a bit, that's all. No, I need to sit. I need to sit. You know what your problem is, young PT? You're a-gripping the wrong weapon, lad. I think you should try sword fighting. You catching me drift?
No, Captain, I ain't be.
The captain will show you his sword if and you show him her yours, arg.
Not following, Captain, not a bit.
PT, I want to be your swashbuckler. I want to raise your sail, lad. Make a mess in your hull. Drop me anchor in your shore. I want you to swab me poop deck, Petey.
It's a long list of duties to be sure, Captain, but if it's what you want, I guess I'll learn how to kill a man later. Well, I'll get right on it then, Captain. Good night, sir.
So cute, but so dumb. Arg, it gets awful lonely here on this ship. Sometimes I don't know what I'd do without me bird, Polly.
Polly wants a crack.
Aye, me too, Polly. I taught him that one myself. I found Polly on the Caribbean. It were at a PetSmart. I asked the scoundrel at the counter, his name were Travis, if he had a parrot I might have sit on me shoulder. He says to me, "We're out of parrots, sir. But how about a cockatoo?" I says, "Sure. I can get a bird anytime." He says, "A cockatoo is a bird, sir." That's when I cut out his tongue and I fed it to the puppies, just so the rest of the name tags knew I meant business. Then I looted me some wood chips and stuffed four hamsters in me overcoat. I left before mall security could arrive. Arrgh. Captain Pinkbird. Oh, hey, eyeball. What you doing? Want to watch My Fair Lady or something? No, Captain. I bring good news. We're coming on a school of mackerel. The men, they're starving, sir. We ain't ate meat in days. We was wondering if we can drop anchor and cast the nets. Mackerel, huh? That's tuna, right? Aye, Captain. Blah. But, Captain! It's a cruel thing you do, Captain. We're pirates, for God's sake, sir. We can't go living off your yogurt parfait, soup and bread bowls. And I don't care how nice a salad bar you made us. You're headed straight for mutiny, Captain. Mutiny, I tell you. Mutiny! Well, bring it on, girlfriend. Oh, it's already been brung, sir. Good! Good!
We're under attack, sir! Enemy fire! There's one of the King's ships loaded with sailors from the Commodore's First Fleet! What should we do, Captain?
I'll tell you what we'll do! We'll take her down! Hoist that barge! Tote that bale! Raise that sail! You mess with the SS Timberlake, and you mess with Captain Pinkbeard! That's right, you scallywags! We'll seize their ship, strip every sailor down to his skin, shave animal shapes into their pubic hair, drip hot candle wax on their soft pink nipples, and take turns wrestling around with them in a vat of hot chum. We'll teach them to mess with Pinkbeard, right, mateys? Mateys? Thank you.